and welcome to Calangio Heroes. I'm Jennifer Weaver. I will be the host of this episode, which is featuring DeLorean Ostrom. He is a caregiver of his wife who suffers from cholangiocarcinoma, and he'll be able to tell us about their journey and what he's doing to raise awareness about bile duct cancer. So DeLorean, thanks for joining us today. How about you just start with your story? How did your family get connected to, unfortunately, cholangiocarcinoma?
So me and Mandy, Mandy has an autoimmune liver disease. So she gets scans periodically, and they found a mass on her gallbladder. When was that? Probably like September of 2019. She went in to get her gallbladder removed, and they was like, hey, it's no worries. You're too young. It's not going to be cancer. Don't worry about it. Simple procedure. We'll remove your gallbladder. That was October of 2019, and they ended up not being able to remove her gallbladder because she was pregnant, which was a big surprise to us. So they ended up moving the surgery to the second trimester, which was December 12th of 2019. And within 5 minutes of the surgery starting, I got a call from a nurse saying that the surgeon wanted to talk to myself and my mother-in-law. And we knew right then that it wasn't going to be good. And he came in, he was like, I don't need to send the mass off to pathology right now. I know it's cancer. I need to go ahead and do a liver resection and all that stuff. So what was supposed to be a really quick routine surgery turned into being a week and a half to 2 weeks in the hospital and a cancer diagnosis and being told that, hey, chemo is not safe for your child. You need to go ahead and abort the pregnancy, and a lot of things thrown at us very quickly. But if you know my wife, she is a researcher, is what she does. And I told her, I'm like, take a step back, tell them you want to think about it. You know, you just got something that's going to change your life. You just got news that's changing your life, and we don't want to make any decisions right now. So she started researching right there and found a group that was to help us go through the pregnancy with going through chemo. And then we ended up finding Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation, and it's been a very eventful 2.5 years, but I am very thankful for those 2.5 years. It's changed our relationship in a better way. I feel we are more connected and support each other in better ways now than what we did in the past.
Yeah, I've actually seen what we're going to be together. And hopefully there's not feedback going on, but hopefully there's not. Okay. All right. I'm just going to move forward because I'm hearing an echo, but that's okay. I don't know if I could even handle having that put before me, like your life or your child's life. That was probably so traumatic. I mean, the last 2.5 years you said were eventful, but could you go into more depth about that?
Mandy was diagnosed in December of 2019. We started chemo mid to late January of 2020. And we all know what happened beginning of 2020. So while going through chemo, she finished chemo 3 days after Georgia shut down. So we're finishing that. I was at least, they allowed me in while she was going through chemo throughout the whole thing. And even the last few days when, you know, everybody was starting to shut down and taking a lot of precautions. And then 2 days after finishing chemo, she had a minor stroke and went to the hospital. They weren't going to let me in there, even though we had just finished chemo 2 days prior at that same exact hospital, 4 doors down. I was not allowed in the emergency room. They allowed me to at least go in, get her started, because she, at that point, she wasn't able to talk. So we got her started, and I sat outside of the hospital all night into the next day. The nurses ended up seeing that I'm sitting outside of her window, because they finally got her a room, and I'm sitting out there and talking to her through the window, and they finally snuck me into the hospital, even with COVID. They were like, hey, you know, this is obviously important to you. And then, you know, she had our daughter Lily in May of 2020, and then still just dealing with COVID and, you know, having scans now and oncology appointments and doctor appointments for our kids. And I'm in the service industry, so having to go, I take care of a private school is my main job. So I'm around a whole bunch of little kids all the time. And then obviously just family life, you know, going from having one daughter to two. We also started a food truck because we thought, hey, a pandemic is a good time to start a small business. Why not? And then I've also started running marathons for the foundation. So we've put a lot on our plates the past 2+ years. And I think it was, you know, we don't want to sit still and think of what ifs. It's important that we are living our life and living our life together. And whether it's cancer or COVID or anything else, like, we're going to do what we feel is best for us and our family.
Well, that's absolutely tremendous. Survivorship is so important. And you posted something recently on social media that really piqued my attention, because you were holding a poster with Mandy that gave an announcement. Could you tell us that? Share with us?
Yes. So my February marathon was the last day of February. It was like 27th or 28th. And she had scans earlier in the week. I want to say it was like Wednesday or Thursday of that week. And she dropped me off at a very cold, rainy marathon, and it was miserable the whole time. And you hear scanxiety. So we have a ton of anxiety the week leading up to scans. You have anxiety going through the scans, and you have anxiety after the scans until you get that, you get the results. And, you know, she had a reoccurrence in July of 2021. So we've been dealing with complications from that as it is. And so this was her first scan that, like, hey, we're there. Hopefully they don't see anything. And so she was at the finish line of the race, and I'm coming around the corner, and she's holding a green sign, and did not know what it said as I was finishing the race, because I could not read it as I was running past. But she found me as we're, like, trying to make our way through all these people, and she showed me the sign, and I'm probably going to cry. So she showed me the sign, and it said the scans are in. There is no evidence of disease, but the stupid bilioma is back, which that's the problem that we've been dealing with. But I'll take a bilioma any day over cancer.
Yeah, it warmed my heart. It really did warm my heart to see that. And, you know, I know that there's still going to be a little uphill climb for you, but there's hope. And, you know, cholangiocarcinoma, bile duct cancer, is rare. And typically it's diagnosed in, you know, 65 and older, more common in men. And then here's Mandy, and she was what, 32? Wasn't she? She was in her 30s, wasn't she?
Yeah, 32 sounds about right.
Yeah. So we have a young woman, and to be where she's at now is pretty miraculous. And I love that you're sharing your story of hope. But there's something else that you're doing to also bring awareness and spread more hope every single month. So I'd like you to share what you're doing.
Yes. So I said earlier that I'm running marathons for the foundation. I started with running the Chicago Marathon last year, and I was hooked. Throughout the training, I ended up talking to Meredith, who runs the team CCF, and told her that I had an idea to raise more money and awareness for this year, that I didn't want to just do Chicago or just do New York, that I wanted to run a marathon a month. I thought that was a good way. It's a good punishment for me and a good way to put it out there. And so I'm running one marathon a month. I've ran one in January, which was just through my neighborhood. I ran one in February, which was in Atlanta. I ran one in Albany, Georgia, literally 6 days after the marathon in February, was my March marathon. And now I'm training for my April, May, and June marathons. But yeah, I'm running a lot of marathons.
Well, you mentioned that this is punishment for you. Where is that coming from? Why do you feel like you need to be punished?
Not so much punishment, I guess I should say, but you know, Mandy has went through a lot with the diagnosis, and you know, I see the stress and anxiety on her face every night. It's you know, it doesn't go away, and you know, I may have to suffer when running 26 miles on pavement, but I know it's nothing that she has went through these past 2.5 years. So if I can do that little bit and raise awareness and raise funds, then, you know, that's what I would like to do.
Well, I think you're doing beautifully, with strength, with tenacity, with perseverance, obviously with a lot of compassion, and you've got quite a motivating factor in every step you take with a beautiful family. So where can people find this campaign that you're doing?
So it's racingforhope.org. Then we are on social media. I post it from my food truck's page, which is Southern Grace Kitchen. But on Racing for Hope, you'll find my training blogs and some videos and some other stuff that we've done to kind of help bring the awareness there. And yeah, it's been an event.
Oh, I would say, and you've got a whole half of the year left to go. So anybody who wants to follow DeLorean Ostrom, please go to racingforhope.org to learn more about the cholangiocarcinoma foundation. You'll also want to go to cholangiocarcinoma.org. You can also find us at curecc.org. It's definitely an easier way because cholangiocarcinoma is so hard to remember and to say, but we really are appreciative of what you're doing. And we want to definitely send Mandy all of our love. You let her know how much we care about her. We think about her all the time at the foundation.
Of course. Of course. She loves it. She's on all the Facebook pages and everything and talks to as many people as she can. She actually just had a procedure done on Monday for the bilioma, and so she's downstairs resting with our girls. I don't know how much she's actually resting with two little ones climbing all over her, but it's been,
you said they were going to be 4 and 2 in May, right?
Yes.
You got your hands full.
Yeah, it's a lot of we watch a lot of Disney in our house, so it's, and they if you say princess, that is what our girls are. They wear their princess dresses everywhere. They have, I think, every Disney princess dress you could buy. They're definitely spoiled, but they have a big family that loves them. And, you know, anytime Mandy actually told them the other day that she had to go to the doctor. It was just a doctor's appointment. Like nothing was happening. No scans, no nothing. And our oldest, Luna, she was like, oh, okay, you go to the doctor. I go see everybody. I go see grandma. I go see Lori. I'll go see Nana. So anytime Mandy says she's going to the doctor, our oldest, Luna, is like, I'm gonna go get to hang out with my family. Cool, you go have fun. I'll see you in a week.
Well, I love that you're bringing the magic of Disney into your home. The magic is definitely with what you're doing with Racing for Hope. And again, we're so grateful. Thank you for joining us. And also thank you to the audience who is learning more about this rare cancer that is so important to get ahead of, because there has been a study that says by 2040, it's going to be the third leading cancer, you know, in the liver. So that's something we need to get ahead of. So the more that we can raise awareness, the better. So thank you. We'll see you next week for our next episode. Take care, everyone.